Hi, this is Mike Waddell with OSU OKC Orange Slice. And I'm real excited today we have with us Donovan Woods. Donovan works with the foundation and works expressly with OSU Oklahoma City. Donovan, kind of tell us, what is the OSU Foundation?
So great to be here today. As it was said, Donovan Woods is my name, and I am the Director of Development for the OSU Foundation. And basically what the foundation does, everything needs money in order to operate. And so the basis of what the OSU Foundation does is go out and secure that funding for not only OSU OKC, but for the entire university. And so we are a 501c3, and so any funding that goes through the OSU Foundation is what we're out there trying to secure. And so we do that through individual donorship, through corporations and foundations. And so anything dealing with money, you're going to be dealing with the foundation, and we love to do it.
You know, I think that's something that's really important people need to understand is that, you know, a university and an education that we provide is an expensive cause that we don't put on the backs of the students, that it takes an entire community and organizations to be able to fund the programs that we offer. You know, one thing that you mentioned is really focusing on the money, but really to me what's key are some of the relationships that are built from the foundation. Can you talk a little bit about some of the relationships that we've had that the foundation actually was really, you know, started?
Yeah, we've got some great individual alumni and non-alumni who have invested in the students. You know, one of the ones that I think about right off the top of my head who has been a tremendous contributor, advocate, lover of Orange and of OSU OKC in particular is Philip Erdos, Martha Berger, some corporations and foundations, Gaylord and Cox, and just a number of relationships that we've been able to build throughout the years, and they've been good to us, and we've tried to produce the type of students that they would want to hire at their own organizations, and then also produce the type of people that they would want to be around, the type of students who are competent, the type of students who can do the things that they need to do in the workforce. And so as we are out trying to secure that funding, we are out also trying to build those relationships, and so we get a chance to do that as well.
Do you find that most of the individuals that donate to OSU OKC, are they previous graduates, or are they looking more for people that to help people that were like them?
You know, it's a little bit different. Usually, I guess in Stillwater and some of the traditional, you know, 4-year institutions, it would be normally alumni, but we have a good deal of that at OSU OKC, but we also see just different people who might not even have an affiliation with the university, but from a community standpoint, they want to see the university move forward. They want to see their community move forward. They want to see just things move forward in a positive direction. And so we get that investment from those who want to see that. And so it's a little bit of both of those things, and that alumni and non-alumni who just want to see their community move forward.
You know, you mentioned something that's kind of interesting. It's, you know, touching individual students. How does someone who provides funding or donations to the university, how do they see that come back to them? How do we make sure that they know that, you know, it makes a difference in a student's life?
Well, one of the things that we like to do is connect them directly with the student. You know, we try to do that as much as we can. You know, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but, you know, COVID really kind of interrupted some of the interactions that we tried to do with donors and students. But we're getting back more to that now. And, you know, having someone see a student who might be first generation or might have some financial need, and to hear their story, to learn a little bit more about them and their family and their interests and their goals. For a student to be able to share that is really powerful. And so we try to make that connection as much as we can, and then just allow that student to stay connected with that donor as long as they want to be.
So a lot of the programs are scholarships. How does a student, how do they become aware of a scholarship? Or if it's a specialized program, how do they get involved?
Well, you know, we do that through the staff and the faculty. When students generally enroll, we try to make sure that they are aware of all of the scholarships on our website, osuokc.edu.com. Through the OSU Foundation website as well. And so we're constantly trying to share that information. We have a lot of need-based scholarships where a significant portion of our students require that financial assistance. And so we have some scholarships and programs in place for those needs to be addressed. And then also some merit-based scholarships as well where, you know, grade point average, and some other criteria are used so that, you know, those students can secure those, secure that support as well.
That's excellent. So if I'm an organization, how do I get involved? How do I contact the foundation?
Contact me directly. Donovan Woods, my email is dwoods@osugiving.com. And I can be reached. I probably shouldn't give out my cell phone, but I'll do it in the interest of making sure that students have the needs met. We have a great deal of students who are doing worthy and capable things, and we want to make sure that they have all that they need. And so reach out to me directly, 405-596-4633. Would love to visit with you if you have an interest in supporting, and if you're a student or a faculty or staff, feel free to reach out to me as well, and we'll talk through what is available and how we can make sure that we get it to the students.
So what got you interested in the foundation? How did you, you're a graduate of OSU, obviously, former football star, always a star. So what made you think, how do I give back?
You know, once I got done with playing football and I was working in sales and they got the opportunity to come back to OSU OKC, in this role, and I've been here celebrated 10 years a little bit earlier this year, and so it's just been a tremendous place that has allowed me to grow professionally and for me to be able to get a chance to do it with an institution like OSU, where I have fond memories, my community. I grew up here in Oklahoma City before going on to Stillwater, and so my roots are here. I love to see this place move forward and do well. And so it was a no-brainer for me to be able to come back here and, you know, continue to do good work in trying to make sure it's advanced in a positive way.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. Well, Donovan, thank you for taking the time to speak today. I know everyone enjoyed this interview, and we look forward to the next Orange Slice.